Japan and the Eurozone are fighting deflation by cutting interest rates. Now, China joins the club. From APM in Washington, I'm David Gura, in for David Brancaccio. For the second time in 3 months, China's central bank has cut some key interest rates. Analyst Chun Liu is with the Economist Intelligence Unit, and she says Chinese policymakers have been worried about slowdowns in growth, especially in the real estate and manufacturing sectors.
The interest rate cut wasn't really a surprise. The market consensus really saw it coming. The key factor to look at here is that the Chinese government is trying to fight against the disinflation, as opposed to usually when the central bank cuts the interest rate, which is to stimulate the economy and to try to foster the GDP growth even higher. So forget about the double-digit growth, forget about the magic 8 number. Nowadays, 6% and 7% is really the new normal for China.
And Chen Liu says the larger objective here is to make the Chinese economy more consumer-driven. And that slowdown in growth she mentioned, that's expected to be at the top of the agenda this week when China's national legislature kicks off its annual meetings in Beijing. And let's do the numbers. On the news of those rate cuts, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index is up 0.25%, 64 points, and the Shanghai Composite is also up about 0.75%, 25 points. And turning to Europe, the 100 share index in London is down just slightly, 1.5 points, at about 0.02%. On Friday, Netflix released the third season of its series House of Cards, and as popular as that show is, there's been some criticism of how it portrays politics and how it portrays journalists, and also of all the product placement. Well, it turns out it takes a lot of behind-the-scenes wheeling and dealing to get those products cameos, as Gigi Duban reports.
Watch just one episode and it'll be obvious, maybe painfully obvious, what brand phone Frank Underwood, played by Kevin Spacey, uses. Who needs commercials? Product placement works even better, says John Murphy. He teaches advertising at the University of Texas at Austin.
It's part of the storyline, and therefore, it's a potentially much more valuable exposure than a traditional 30-second spot.
You can't fast-forward through product placement. The brands are definitely making money, but are the shows? Abram Sauer, founder of the annual Product Placement Awards at brandchannel.com, says unlikely.
I would be shocked, personally, to learn that any money was paid to Netflix in any form.
Sauer says a lot of times brands will pay with props instead of cash. Like if there's a bar scene, the brewer will bring in everything needed to make it look like a real bar. For a show, that can add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
There have been many signs the economy in the United States is improving. The unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in nearly 7 years. Yet by some measures, the number of homeless children and families is at a record high. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
Jenny Blahowski is trying to be a normal mom. On a recent afternoon, she fetched two of her boys at a bus stop in a Minneapolis suburb.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
But things are not normal. The kids pile into her minivan, which is filled with stuff you'd probably keep in your home if you had a home.
Mostly blankets and clothes and toys.
Blahowski and her kids have been homeless since December. An emergency shelter has put them up since then. And Blahowski says that's helped a lot. But her 6-year-old Leon has been way more emotional lately. He peers out from under a purple ski cap with the word lucky emblazoned on it. And he wails. His mom's not sure why. The Department of Education counts kids as homeless if they're on the street, in a car or a shelter, or if they're doubled up temporarily with friends or relatives. Based on those counts, family homelessness spiked during the recession as people were laid off and lost their homes. John McGaugh at the American Institutes for Research says there are now 2.5 million homeless kids in America today.
These are the highest numbers on record. It's truly an epidemic levels that we've reached.
Efforts to reduce homelessness among veterans and the chronically homeless have been successful in bringing their ranks down. But McGaugh says homeless kids and their families haven't gotten the same attention. At the same time, rents are rising. Steve Berg is with the National Alliance to End Homelessness. He says a lot of people are priced out of the rental market, and the federal government's housing voucher program isn't keeping up with demand.
Everywhere you go, it's either there's a long wait list or you can't even get on the wait list because there's so many people on the wait list.
On top of that, the tight rental market is making landlords extra picky. And that's a problem for someone like Jenny Blachowski. She says she's been sober for 4 years, but her past includes drugs and theft. Ditto for her husband, who's now in rehab. That all puts their family at a big disadvantage.
You don't realize how far it'll follow you, even after you've been sober for so many years.
Still, a county program is helping Blachowski get out of the shelter and into transitional housing with 3 of her 4 kids.
I want them to be someone that they're proud of. So I try my hardest to find a home for them and make sure they're going to school and doing what they have to do.
She hopes when her husband's out of rehab and they're both working, they'll land something more permanent. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
Finally, Rebecca Brooks was the face of a big scandal at Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. Brooks was an editor at 2 big British tabloids, The Sun and The News of the World, where reporters hacked voicemail messages of celebrities and public figures and then wrote some sensational stories. Brooks was acquitted of charges tied to that phone hacking scandal, and now there are reports that Rupert Murdoch wants to bring her back into the fold to head a News Corp subsidiary that does social media. I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.